I would say, first of all, you definitely aren't alone. That this type of situation has occurred with many individuals for very similar reasons, because in relation to the fear that was being expressed and actually is still being expressed in relation to the virus, which has been very much, I would say, blown out of proportion. But in that, I would express that it has affected many individuals in a similar manner to yourself, that you change your lifestyle in relation to a perceived threat, and in doing so, you, in like manner to many individuals, stopped taking care of yourself in the manner that is important, in being active and allowing yourself to be interactive and be moving and in isolating in these capacities. It has been tremendously difficult for many, many people, including yourself, and I very much understand what you have been experiencing. What I would say, first of all, is that it is very unfortunate what has occurred in relation to this mass event, and that is what it is, a mass event, and it is continuing, and it has been very difficult, and there is a tremendous amount of mass energy being expressed, which is adding to that difficulty with most individuals, because you are experiencing a mass energy in addition to your own energy. In addition to what you yourself are experiencing, then there is also the mass energy that you are experiencing, which simply exacerbates the situation. Now, I would be very acknowledging of you in that you began to alter what you were doing and began walking and generating time for you, which is exceptionally important. Now, I would also express to you, it is very important that you are in a manner of speaking, taking care of yourself, moving in directions that allow you to be maintaining a healthy expression of you, especially in your situation, my friend, with all three of your children and their needs and their energy levels, let us say. The boys incorporate strong energy levels. And the small one is requiring a considerable amount of energy and attention. And therefore, this is considerably taxing for you. And it is important that you are incorporating time for yourself to be maintaining your own health. And in that, definitely sleeping is important, exercise is important, what you are consuming is important. All of it. Now, in this, I would also say that interaction is important, too. That it isn't merely a matter of maintaining your own self to be healthy, but interaction is important also because you are a social being. You are not meant to be. Let me express to you, my friend, this is the reason that many, 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 if not most, of your societies use isolation in prisons as a punishment because it is very effective, because people are social beings. They are not meant to be isolated and alone, and it is very physically and psychologically damaging. Now, I understand that you may be nervous in relation to not isolating yourself to a tremendous degree, but I would also say that you can incorporate precautions if you are nervous, if you are afraid to be in physical proximity with other people. Incorporate some precautions, if you will, to help you to feel more safe. But it is important that you are not isolating. And especially if you are home and your husband is working and you don't have much interaction with other individuals, it becomes even more so important that you allow yourself every opportunity possible to be interacting with other individuals. Are you understanding thus far?
Yes, and I think it was more built up in my mind over time, where at first I didn't want to go out because I was nervous, but then I sort of calmed down about the virus and this and that, and like I went out to the grocery store, and it was the getting out the door after being home for so long, that was hard for me. But then once I was out, I sort of forgot about, I know it sounds strange because I was wearing a mask and everything, but other than that, I sort of forgot about, like, I didn't feel like there was an imminent danger. I didn't feel super scared. I actually really enjoyed being out at the grocery store and sort of forgot about the whole thing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then yesterday we went to, my husband and I went on a sort of like date, or the day before, I forget which day it was now. And we went over to Connecticut because Connecticut as a state has sort of reopened, and we popped into a little store to get something for my daughter. And it felt really good, and I wasn't scared. It's just the me getting the courage sort of and getting motivated to leave the house on my own is challenging. And my husband had come with me to the grocery store, but as soon as I got there, I jumped out of the car, went to the line, and I felt fine. It's just getting out the front door seems to be the hardest part for me.
Which actually is understandable, because that first death with all of the energy and the propaganda that has been being expressed, there is that underlying constant fear. That underlining question about whether it is safe or not. And even though you aren't necessarily actually thinking about it tremendously in the moment, the fear is not only for yourself, but your children and anyone else that you care about, because it is a matter of what you might be responsible for in exposing other people to.
Yeah.
And that includes everyone in your family. And in that, it creates this enormous expression of responsibility that is overwhelming. And in that, every time you walk out your door, you are expressing that responsibility for everyone. Let me express to you, my friend, very realistic. Presently, you are in a very similar position to a very small now. The reason I say that is because if you had a very small dog in your family, the dog doesn't have a concept of its physical size. Dogs do not incorporate an objective awareness or concept of their physical size. Therefore, in this I hear comments or stories from other people in relation to very large dogs that want to be lap dogs or very small dogs that seem to be very fierce. None of them have a concept of actual physical size. They all have the same perceptions about themselves, that they are companions, they are protectors, they enjoy being affectionate and physical contact, they want to be cuddled regardless of their size, and they also incorporate automatically, it is, in your terminology, built into their system, their being, their consciousness, to be protective and watchful for their family. Therefore, they are constantly hypervigilant in their awareness of everything around them, even though they may seem at many times and situations to be relaxed, because they are accustomed to being very vigilant and aware, and therefore that is, in your terms, normal for them. That is, in a manner of speaking, part of their job as a companion animal, is to be protective and to be watchful in relation to the human companions that they reside with. In a manner of speaking, you have taken on that role in which you are doing the same. You are hyper-vigilant continuously, but you can't protect anything or anyone from a virus. There is actually no physical manner in which you can do that. And actually, that is what has created so much trauma and difficulty for so many people in this mass event, because people in the positions of authority, so to speak, created this situation of fear with the masses by trying to control a virus, or by interpreting the idea that with the technology that you possess presently, that it would be possible to actually control the situation with the virus, which is, I would say, absolutely ludicrous. It is entirely ludicrous, because even from the actual beginning, the onset of this virus, which the virus was only the imagery, it wasn't the main reason for this mass event, but if you are at the virus, even by the time the first individuals were recognized of expressing this virus, there were already hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other people that had already been infected.
Hmm.
And therefore, all of these actions that have been taking place in relation to this virus have been ridiculous and ludicrous, because there is no physical manner as humans, regardless of what technology you have, that you could control an organism such as a virus such as this. But beyond that, as I have expressed through this entire mass event, this was not the point of why it was occurring in the manner that it was. It was actually a mass event throughout your entire world, which is understandable, because that is what this shift is about. It isn't only about the people that know about it or give themselves information about it. It is about everyone, and everyone is participating whether they have information or not. It is a global action that is being created. And this is one of the first global actions or events that has been being expressed in relation to this shift in consciousness. And you chose this instead of choosing some type of apocalyptic expression and action, which I have been expressing in your terms for years, that you were not moving in a direction of any type of apocalypse. But you chose this instead, that it could be something that would be affecting and would be responded to by the entire world. And it was. And it is. And it still is. And what it is doing is it is creating a catalyst for change, global change, not simply one place or another place. And part of it is intertwined with your climate change. That you as humans have not moved enough or strongly enough or quickly enough in the direction of addressing to climate change in manners that you can affect and that can be actually beneficial, because you can't stop it, but you can generate effects, but you won't unless you are forcing yourselves into situations in which you will. And in this piece of isolation has had its purpose and has actually had a beneficial purpose, in that it has contributed the decline of people engaging vehicles in the usual manner in which they have previously, including airplanes. But in that, because of that change, the planet itself, or what you term to be nature, which is simply your collective energy, has already altered many, many expressions of contributance to climate change, has already cleaned water and air in many, many, many areas of your world in significant expressions. Now, the reason I am expressing all of this to you is to give you information, because I am aware that none of your governments throughout your world is giving anyone realistic, reasonable information. All they are doing is perpetuating fear and creating more questions. But in this, if you know what this mass event is about, then you have information about your choices. And therefore, that can quell the fear, and it can put into perspective what is happening and what you are doing, and therefore also return you to a position in which you aren't incorporating personal responsibility for everyone around you. And being so hypervigilant that you have to be responsible and taking care of everyone around you. And how you do that is by isolating yourself and therefore not exposing yourself to any type of organism that can possibly be harmful to anyone around you that you care about and that you love. Let me express to you very realistically, in relation to only the virus itself, every one of you has already been exposed. It doesn't matter how much you isolated yourself. Before you ever began isolating yourself, you were already exposed.
Wow.
Therefore, if you haven't contracted it by this point, you likely won't. There is a slight possibility that you could, but it is very slight. And beyond that slight possibility, I would also say to you that even if you did contract the virus, the propaganda that you have been fed is tremendously misleading. I will give you different percentages that are actually accurate.
Okay.
In this, I will express to you less than 1%. Less than 1% of most populations. And I say most because there are many that have less than a fraction of a percent. Less than 1/100th of a percent. Then what is being reported to you are actually interpreting this virus and becoming ill enough that they would require hospitalization or that would actually die. This is not a considerably deadly virus. You have incorporated previous viruses that have been much more fatally affecting than this one. This is not even a tremendously difficult virus. Its duration is generally 7 to 10 days, and the effectiveness of it is approximately as affecting as a cold. But that isn't what you are being told, and the reason you aren't being told that is because the people that you look to as being authorities, as I said, initially thought that they could control it. But they very soon realized that that was not possible. But to save face, they focused on the worst case scenarios. And as I have expressed from the onset of this, another factor in this, because it has never been about the virus, that has only been the objective imagery. In this, they would say that most of it in relation to any individuals that would be viewed as being authorities has been about control. And what is effective manner to control masses and masses of people? To instill fear and to isolate them.
Wow.
Because the more isolated you are, the less information you have, because the less interactive you are and the less you are sharing with each other. And therefore, are you listening to the people that want to control? What I would say is this is not a conspiracy theory. It is not about that. The people that have been attempting to express control are equally, if not more so, afraid than the masses. because in their perception, everything moved out of control. And that was frightening to them. Now, what I would say is, in this, what has been considerably important from the onset has been that this mass event is about self-directing, self-structuring, and different. And addressing to all three of these subjects, which is, for most people, significantly challenging. As most people are part of the mass workforce. And in relation to the mass workforce, people are accustomed to, and this includes almost everyone to varying degrees, people are accustomed to being structured. You begin being structured at very young ages. Your own children are already being structured.
Yep.
With their school. And with you as parents.
Yep.
That are incorporating reinforcement of that. And this is not bad. Do not misunderstand. This is definitely not bad because it is necessary to incorporate a functioning workforce. In this, most people are accustomed to working. Look at your husband. How many hours a week does he work?
Now or before?
Before.
A good amount, 40 to 50 hours, I guess I would say.
And all of that time has been structured for him. And this is very common that people are accustomed to being structured and not accustomed to structuring themselves. And most people don't know how to structure themselves. They go to work, they come home, they have specific times in which they have time off of work. They have specific times for vacation time. Everything is structured. That is a necessary expression to incorporate an actual functioning workforce throughout your world. But is also a part of this shifting consciousness that is focused on the individual being self-structuring and self-directing. In this, many individuals that have been engaging conversations with myself have been learning through years to be more self-directing, and many of them have been learning how to be more self-structuring also. That doesn't mean that they don't participate in the workforce, but that they are more expressive progressive in their own choices in that workforce. You will notice now that the workforce has been, in a manner of speaking, mandated not be working at their work establishments, but working more from home, that has very quickly been adapted with most individuals, in which even eventually when individuals return to the workforce outside of their homes, it will be different. Even in this short amount of time, people have been learning to be more self-directing and more self-structuring. They are generating their own choices. And many individuals look forward to going back to work, so to speak, because they miss that social interaction, which is very important. But once they do, it will not be the same. Your world has now changed. Your systems of structure have changed. They will not return to what they were before. You have moved into a normal. And this is an in-between new normal. This is not the eventual, more permanent new normal. But even in this, this is moving you in steps. And as traumatic as these steps have been, it would have been even more traumatic if you would have thrown yourselves into an immediate global change of structure. That would have been so overwhelming that I would say many more individuals likely would have disengaged because they would not have been able to adjust. Look at yourself and even other individuals that in these changes, in the steps as they have been, have had some severe reactions, some individuals becoming suicidal in relation to the trauma that they have experienced in the overwhelm of the changes. This is the reason individuals have disengaged from this virus. Not because of what you are being told. And I would say that very realistically, from the onset of the reporting of this virus, in your country and in several others, not all of them, but in your country and England and Greece and Italy and in Bosnia, the numbers that have been reported of deaths are very accurate, because almost every death that has occurred in relation to any type of illness, has been attributed to this virus. But only by certain countries. Not any death at all, but any death related to an illness has been attributed to this virus, which is very inaccurate. I have incorporated individuals that have been in a position recently of family members that have disengaged, and that they were told that the individual disengaged in relation to the virus, and they didn't.
Wow.
Didn't even have the virus.
Wow.
Therefore, I would say to you an encouragement, first of all, that there's much less to be afraid of in relation to a physical organism than you are being told. Now, I would say that because so many people are afraid, because that fear has been so instilled in so many people, what may be an expression that would warrant more fear than the virus would be how people are interacting with each other. Because they are so afraid at this point that they are afraid to be interactive with each other. And when people are afraid, their behavior becomes erratic and unpredictable. But I would also express to you another encouragement that for you, in relation to where you reside, although you may reside in a state that is expressing significant restrictions, let me remind you that those restrictions are all suggestions. Because actually in your particular country, they are not enforceable. Because you actually in your particular country, which is different from many other countries, you actually have laws that prevent the enforcement of these restrictions. Have an actual constitution. Most countries do have but in your constitution, it is written into your constitution, your liberties that are guaranteed by your constitution, in which government is not allowed to violate those liberties, and in that cannot enforce expressing to you how you express yourself, which includes how you dress, which includes masks. Therefore, you will notice, if you pay attention, that different establishments may generate signs and expressions and encouragements for you to express yourself in certain capacities in relation to social distancing or in relation to wearing masks or wearing other attire such as gloves. In this, the individuals in main establishments, meaning main public establishments, necessary establishments, you will notice they will not be enforcing of those rules because they cannot. As it is not within your laws of your country to allow them to do so. Now, conversely, in relation to small businesses, small private businesses, they do actually also incorporate individual liberties or rights, which then also gives them the liberty to choose whom they allow themselves to serve. Therefore, they can actually express certain rules about how you engage with them in their establishments. Therefore, a very small shopkeeper may insist that you wear a mask, or they'll refuse to serve you. They cannot have you arrested, but they can choose to not participate with you. Do you understand?
Yes.
But in relation to larger establishments, grocery stores, public or government places, banks or postal services, or any type of government establishment or any type of essential business, hospitals or any type of what you come to be or think of as necessary businesses. They cannot refuse service to you if you don't comply or if you don't choose to be incorporating that compliance. Now, let me also say to you, many, many, many individuals, not all, and not even a majority, but many, many individuals do choose to comply with these suggestions because it allows them to feel safer. And that is also entirely acceptable. If you choose to be engaging with these suggestions, I will say to you very realistically, wearing a mask or wearing gloves does not protect you from the virus.
Okay.
If you are exposed to the virus and you activate it yourself, it doesn't matter whether you are wearing gloves, whether you are wearing masks. It does not matter. And it won't prevent any type of infection, let us say.
But I
would say that psychologically and emotionally does help many people to feel safer. And that is important, because that is a very significant piece of all of this mass event, is that people don't feel safe. And one of the reasons that they don't feel safe is unpredictability doesn't feel safe. Therefore, whatever you can do yourself that is predictable, that allows you to feel safe, is definitely an action that can be encouraged. In that, what I am saying to you is these are all, it isn't about restrictions, it isn't about the government or society's controlling you. It is about your choices and what is comfortable for you and how you choose to maneuver. Know that at this point, the odds are tremendously in your favor that you, husband, your children, your mother, your family are safe. No matter if you are not isolating yourselves, and I very much encourage you not to, because it isn't healthy. It is not healthy for you to be isolating yourselves and to not be interactive and to not be outside and outside of your home. In this, say that the odds are tremendously in your favor that you will likely not engage the virus at this point. The main wave of it, even in your country, was actually expressed in December and the beginning of January.
That's interesting because we had a few illnesses ourselves in the house here, like the kids got terribly ill, and we thought it was the flu.
And it was.
Oh, okay.
No, it was this flu.
It was the coronavirus?
Which is a flu. It is a flu virus. And I would say to you, most people in your country had already engaged it in December.
Wow.
The main wave of it occurred in December and January, early January. And at that point, you already experienced the severity of it. That is as severe as it would be.
Wow.
For most individuals. And I would say, this wave of this illness that occurred within December was tremendous. Many, many, many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, ill. Not hospitalized, but were ill.
Wow.
All of this closing of schools, closing of businesses, social distancing, quarantine, all of these actions that you engage and are still engaging as precautions, they have been far after the fact.
Wow.
And at this point, most of you are immune to this particular organism. Therefore, it doesn't matter if you are out of your home and you are interactive and you are allowing yourself to likely engage it because you are already immune to that virus.
Wow.
Therefore, that is another piece to quell your fears. It isn't about, as I said, a fear of the virus at this point. I would say it is much more so a matter of the fear of interaction with other people and the unpredictability and not knowing what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. And this is the point in which you begin to make your own way.
Hmm.
You are beginning to move in the direction of being self-directing and self-structuring and paying attention and recognizing differences in yourself in relation to different perceptions that you have now, differences between yourselves and other people, and genuinely moving in directions in which you acknowledge what you agree with, what you don't agree with, but and accept those differences regardless of whether you agree with them or not and whether you like them or not. You don't have to like or agree with to be accepting. And I have been expressing this for years and years, my friend, and now you are presenting that to yourself globally. Is directly in front of you.
So can I ask one more thing related to the virus? They're saying now that there's like a small number of cases, I think in New York State, of Kawasaki disease, some illness in children that they're attributing that has some, you know, connection or basis to this coronavirus. Would you say that that's probably not the case? That's not an accurate depiction of the 100 or so kids that have come down with it?
I would definitely, yes, I would definitely express that that is not accurate. It is another expression and movement in fear.
Okay. So,
it is waning. It did its job in presenting self-directing, self-structuring, and difference. It did its job in creating a global movement that was able to present those subjects to all of you, regardless of whether you had information or not. In that, the people that you look to as being authorities and the media have generated such a tremendous exaggeration. They cannot simply abandon it.
Hmm. Wow.
And I would also express a reiteration in relation to what I expressed previously. People in authority are now in a position of desperately attempting to hold on to control. What is this shift about? Globally, it is about shifting the importance to the individual. And that the individual will be coming, self-directing and self-structuring. That is a frightening prospect because the people in authority, so to speak, are in the vast minority. The workforce is the masses in your world. Even in your workforce, look at any business. Look at your grocery store. How many people are in the position of the overall management of your individual grocery store? And how many people are the workers? It is a tremendous divide. There are exceptionally more people that are the workforce, and there is a very small number of people that are, in your terms, in the positions of authority. And the shift is in the direction of those tremendous masses, empowering all of you. And this mass event has been instrumental in generating a significant push in that direction.
So,
and in that, far played.
So, I feel a little alleviated about the fear of the virus and everything now. So, thank you for that.
I would say to you, my friend, is not to worry. And I would also say to you that you can relax and move in a direction of what is your new normal.
Okay.
And in that, how you prevent moving in the direction of experiencing what you experienced before is by continuing to be active, continuing to maintain taking care of you, putting yourself in that primary first position. Don't forget that.
Okay.
And in that, listen to you. Listen to your intuition. Whenever you are presented with something in relation to outside sources or people that seem to be authority in giving you information, regardless of whether you have other physical information or not, check everything with your intention.